wanted to do an interesting sugya. We're going to learn it together because, again, like I said before, it's the day after Purim is often the toughest day to say shir. But you have a gemara, get a gemara here. Okay, cover your gimel and beis. Grab a psachim. The context of this sugya, this is a standalone sugya that we do today, nothing related to anything that we've been doing. But the context is that we've been going through several blot of Gemara where it was Agadita, and the Gemara has been going through different situations. You can look on with each other, you don't have to hack around the home. The context is we've been going through different pieces of advice that were given by various Tanaim, Amorayim, to their Talmidim before they died. Here's one. Different piece of advice that were given to Tanaim and Amorayim. You can look on. Ari, you can look on. The guys have Ezra. You can. So the different Tanaim and Amoraim had different bits of advice that they would give on their way out, on their deathbeds. So the Gemara also tells us different lists of things that are important mussar for us to hear. So in Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, of the two dots, two critical sugyas come up right one in front of the other, and we'll probably only focus on one of them today. But says the Gemara, seven lines into the page, Shlosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Oavan. There are three types of people that Hashem loves very much. Who are these people? Misha Eino Koes. Number one that Hashem loves is someone who does not get angry. A person who's slow to anger, Hashem loves. Someone who doesn't get angry easily. Number two, Misha Eino Mishtakers. That's a Purim coincidence. Someone who doesn't get drunk, Hashem loves. It's interesting, we find that even though the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, the much celebrated Gemara, Chayev Inish Levesume Bepuri Adel Yadda Ben Aram LeBaruch Mordechai, it doesn't say Chayev Adam LeShtakir Bepurim. It says Chayev Inish Levesume, that a person has an obligation Levesume. That's an unusual word. The Gemara doesn't say that really anywhere else. I'm not sure what necessarily to make of that, but apparently there's a difference between Shichrus and Levesume. Hashem loves someone who doesn't get drunk. She'eno Mishtakir, a person who chooses not to get drunk. Number three, Umi She'eno Mamed Al Midosav. Third person Hashem loves is someone who's Eino Mamed Al Midosav. What does it mean, Eino Mamed Al Midosav? Eino Mamed Al Midosav means a person who's Mavir Al Midosav. Good, now I just translated using the same words. What does Mavir Al Midosav mean? So Mavir Al Midosav Pashto means you let things slide, that you don't take offense to every little thing. Every time someone does something wrong, you don't harbor a grudge for the next 8 years because someone looked at you the wrong way. You let things slide a little bit. And like we've often pointed out, almost every Midah Ra'ah finds its root in Gaiva. And if a person works on Gaiva, if a person has a certain sense of anivus, you can really rid yourself of many, many, many midos ra'os. Mavir al midosav is also someone who's eino mavir, who's eino mamid al midosav. Someone who's mavir al midosav. It's a sense of anivus to be mavir al midosav. Why is it that someone holds a grudge? Because they think, how could you do that to me? Do you know who I am? That a person would have a chutzpah to do that to me? So they're not going to forgive easily. But if you don't think that you're deserving of any special treatment, you don't think you're anything so great to begin with, so then it's much more easy to be mavir al midosav. So Hashem loves someone who's eino mamid al midosav. Not only Hashem loved them, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, where is it, Rosh Hashanah, in Shabbos, the Gemara says, kol mavir al midosav, mavir lo'al kol pshav. Person is mavir al midosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to more easily forgive his sins. You're more forgiving of other people, Hashem will be more forgiving of you. That's one of the Eitzos to be mezakah b'yom adin. There's a sefer, Rabbi Kamenetsky likes sefer very much, called Eitzos Lezakos b'yomei adin. He likes to read around the Yom Noraim time. It has all bits of advice of how to be zocha b'yom adin, how to come out okay in the days of judgment. So one of them is to be mavir al midosav. Person is a little more easygoing, doesn't take offense to everything, so he's going to Hashem is going to treat him a little more nicely. Fine, those are the three that Hashem loves. What about the next three? The next three is a more challenging list. Shlosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Sonan. There are three that Hashem hates. Number one, Medaber Echad Peh Ve'Echad Belev. Hashem hates insincerity. Someone who's Medaber Echad Peh Ve'Echad Belev says one thing and believes something else. Someone who's insincere in the way he behaves. Contrast this with what Rashi says on Chumash, according from Chazal about the Aron in the Mishkan, that the Aron is mitzupa l'fnimbel chutz b'zahav, because the Talmud Chacham is tocho kabaro. The Talmud Chacham is not tocho kabaro, zeno Talmud Chacham. He has to be someone who's tocho kabaro, his inside is like his outside. That the image that he reflects is an accurate reflection, the image that he projects, rather, is an accurate reflection of what's really going on the inside. If someone on the inside is one way and outside is something else, so Hashem hates that. It's a very strong lashon. Sonan, Hashem hates them. Hashem hates insincerity. Number two, vayodea edus b'chavero ve'eno meidlo. If a person knows testimony about something else, somebody else, and he refuses to share that testimony, so that also Hashem hates. Why is it that Hashem hates someone who refuses to share testimony? What's so bad about refusing to share testimony? What's so horrible about that? So pashtus, I thought, is that it's a miscarriage of justice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mishpat. He loves justice. He wants justice to prevail, and he's given us a system of justice. The only thing is, we have to follow the system, and part of following that system is participating in the system. If a person knows edus and refuses to tell edus, this is highlighting how critical it is that a court have the power of subpoena. That if a witness knows something, he has to be made. He can't just say, "I don't want to say. I don't want to." You know, the person. If you know testimony that's going to be able to promote justice, so he has to say the testimony in order for justice to prevail. My brother told me he had a friend who took a job teaching in a day school. The Ner Yisrael guy took a job teaching in a day school in Seattle, I think it was, or some city out of town. And he was teaching like an 8th grade class, a co-ed class. And they were learning Chumash, and they were learning about who's kashal edus, who's not. And one of the girls in the class asked, "Why are women not kashal edus? Does the Torah treat women like second-class citizens? Why should women not be kashal edus?" So he said, "Let me get back to you." He called his Rosh Yeshiva, he called Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zichron Levracha, that night. And he asked Rav Yaakov Weinberg what he should say. And he asked what the reason is. He said he didn't know himself. What's the reason? So Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg said, "Are you familiar with the concept that women are patur from mitzvah shasman grama?" So, "Of course, I learned more than a day in yeshiva. I know the concept that women are patur from mitzvah shasman grama." So he said, "Do you know why women are patur from mitzvah shasman grama?" So that means you come up with all sorts of svaras. Gemara and Kiddushin has a limud for it. But he said, so Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg told him, "No, the Rishonim say a svara that a woman has so many responsibilities that you can't lock her down to a specific time and expect her to drop everything within a particular window of time. She can't be expected to do that. So any mitzvah that's not time bound, she can be expected to do, because she can do it when she gets around to doing it. But anything that's locked down to a specific time, a woman can't be expected to drop everything to do. She has to, because of the responsibilities of running a household." He says, "Okay, great. What does that have to do with edus?" So he said, "Are you familiar with the with why it's so critical that a court, that a beis din or a court, have the power of subpoena, to be able to subpoena a witness, to be able to get information from that witness? Meaning, if a person is going to choose to testify when he wants to and not to testify when he doesn't want to, people will testify when it's nice and easy and not testify when it's not nice and easy. That by definition is always going to skew the picture of justice a little bit. If nobody would ever testify, that's one thing. Then we won't have all the tools at our disposal to come to a proper decision, but at least it will be even. If everyone always testifies, then we have all the tools and we should be able to come to a decision. If people choose when they testify, they're only going to testify pleasant things and not unpleasant things, so that skews justice. That ruins the entire system." So he said, so Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Zichron Levracha, told this Talmud, he says, that's why a woman can't be an aide, because you can't subpoena her, you can't expect her to drop everything, show up to Beis Din. So even though she may know aides and she may tell the truth and she may come to Beis Din, but if she could always say, "You know what, I'm not interested in coming," she could always get out of it, so that's always going to skew the justice a little bit, and therefore you can't. Okay, so that's Echon Pev, Echon Belay. I'm sorry, that's Yodea Eidus Bechaver Veinu Meidlo. If a person knows aides and he's a kosher aide, he must tell the edus. There's no option not to tell the edus. And number three, who else does Hashem hate? Varod var erva b'chaver made by yichidi. Someone who sees someone else do something wrong, and he's made by yichidi. He testifies all alone against that person. So what's the problem? But so it's not just davar shebe'erva. In general, dina mamlus also by edus. You always need two witnesses. So what? So, but I saw something. So shouldn't I say if I saw something? So what Ezra is saying is correct. If I go and I say, what's going to happen? I go to Beis Din and I say, I saw Reuven do something terrible. So what's Beis Din going to do to Reuven? Nothing. And what did I just do? Stam, I said Lashon Hara. I'm just going around because I know nothing's going to come of it. But it's true. Yeah, okay, it's fine. May or may not be true. It's irrelevant. Nothing's going to come of it. You know, what's the toelas? Why are you helping? How's that helping anyway? Kiyad Tuvia Chata, just like the famous story of Tuvia did in Avera, Vasa Zigud Luchudeva, Asid Bekamed Rav Papa, and this fellow Zigud came all alone and was made in front of Rav Papa about this. Nagde le Zigud, so Rav Papa gave Malkus to Zigud, he punished Zigud, the witness. Amalei Tuvia Chata Zigud Mingud? He said, why is that fair? Tuvia is the one that did the Avera, why should I be the one to get punished? Amalei in, Tichsiv le Yakamed Achad Bish. Yeah, it is. You are the one that can get punished because it says lo yakum eid achad bish. You're not allowed to be one aid against a person. You testified all alone. Shame Rabbi Alma come after bay. So you stand being multi shamer on the person. You can't just stand being multi shamer on the person. There are very few gemaras and shas that actually talk about halachas of lashon hara. There are a couple of places, a couple of scattered places in Shas. You have a little bit, a lot in Erechin, and a couple of Dapim, and then you have a little bit over here, these few lines over here. There aren't really that many places. The Chavetz Chaim, the godless of the Chavetz Chaim, it's been pointed out, is not so much that he was able to make a Mishnah Berurah, which is pretty impressive to begin with, but that with the Mishnah Berurah, he made something yesh miyesh, meaning he took all the what it says in all the poskim, what it says in the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and you know all the Elia Rabbah, and he had so much raw material to work with, and he condensed it and he put it into a Mishnah Berurah. So that was wonderful, and that's a fantastic achievement. But it's not something that's like so out of the question for anybody else to have been able to do. The godless of the Chavetz Chaim is really in the Shmir Salashon and the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Because what he did over there is he created a topic that didn't exist before. If you would tell people that there's a book on Lashon Hara, what do you mean a book on Lashon Hara? There's like a daf in Shas on Lashon Hara. You know, a book on Lashon Hara. But his knowledge of the Rishonim on those sugyas, in every way to turn over every line of these sugyas was incredible. That he made a whole sefer. He made a whole sefer out of it. It was really, really incredible. That's the godless. It's ki'ilu he created the whole topic yesh me'ayin. But anyway, so if someone is me'id yichidi, he gets malchus. Now pashas of the gemara, why does he get malchus? Because he violated the avera lo yakum eid achad be'ish, and that's how a number of the rishonim write that it's a violation of a lo saseh of lo yakum eid achad be'ish. That's a lav, and that's why he gets malchus. Now if you look at the Rashbam, dibra maschil shame ra, right? Dibra maschil shame ra huda kamafkis ilavei. In the third line of Rashbam over here. Since you're not believed in this edus, we're not accepting your edus. You have no mitzvah to be made, and therefore, what does Rashbam say? Not that you violated Lo Yakum Eid Achad Be'ish, you violated the lav of Lo Selech Rachil. You look in the Rashbam, Dichsiv, Lo Yakum Eid Achad Be'ish, Kolomar. Her mikra meyid shiata nemen beiduzu. So why does the Gemara quote the pasuk Lo Yakum Eid Achad Be'ish? Lo Yakum Eid Achad Be'ish just tells us you're not neman. It's not an iser of Lo Yakum Eid Achad Be'ish. It's not an iser that you're not allowed to testify without a partner. That's not the iser. It's just telling us that the eid echa, that's the din in the basin. The basin is not allowed to accept your eidus if you're testifying alone because it's not good eidus. Memela, if it's not good eidus, so then Lo Selech Rachil kicks in. Lo Yakum Eid Achad is just tell me that you're not neman when you're made yichidi. It's a din in the Beis Din. So the Rambam in Lo Sase Reish Peches and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavkuf Chav Gimel learns the pasuk Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish to be a din on the Beis Din. It's a din on the Dayan. It's not a din on the Eid. The Eid has no isra of Lo Yakum Eid Echad Beish. That's a din, and the Dayan is not allowed to accept it. That's what the Rashba is. So they are clearly into the Gemara like the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva says a little differently. Who says that there's a violation of a lo saseh at all over here? What does the Gemara say that it's necessarily a violation of a lo saseh? No, what forced the Gemara to say it's a violation of a lo saseh over here? What happened in this Gemara? No, come on. Let's go. Day after Purim. Wake up, everybody. What happened in this Gemara? What did we do to the guy? What? We didn't just speak out against him. We did more than speak out against him. They whipped him. No, when do you give Malkus? Alos Hasei.
So that's what they're tovel doing. Oh, what did he do? What was the avera? What was that? Lo yakum irachem ish, lo selech rachil. It's got to be malchus. Because we have to explain the malchus. How else do you explain the malchus? Right, so which is a violation of what?
No, it's not a violation, meaning he's not allowed to come and testify. Okay. One person.
So we're trying to identify what was the lav that you got malchus for?
Yeah, it was Moshe Shemra, the person. He was, because maybe the guy did it in the Vera, right?
So I'm saying, where in the Torah does it say you're not allowed to do what he did? Oh, okay, so that's one possibility.
It make it a losa, it makes he's not allowed to do it. So what do you mean not to do this? He can't come because it's going to be Moshe Shemra. And the fact that he was trying to make the person he was testifying against get Malchus, because he was trying to testify that he would do something wrong.
No. That's only by Kasher Zomim. That's only by Edom Zomim that we say whatever you're trying to give the other guy, you get. Over here, he's not an Edom Zomim. No, Edom Zomim has very specific rules. That people came and testified, and they were acceptable Edom. It was a pair of Edom, and someone came and said, Imanu Yisem. This is not Edom Zombie. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the fact that they give him Malchus doesn't necessarily mean he violated a lav. What's the other possibility? When else do we give Malchus if it's not a violation of a lav min haTorah? Why else would we ever give Malchus? So there's a concept in Halacha called Makas Mardus. What happens? What's Makas Mardus? When someone doesn't really deserve Malchus min haTorah, but the Rabbanan choose to give the person Malchus. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva writes that over here we say someone was made yichidi against his friend, but Dvar Avera, we give him Malchus. It's Malchus Mardus mid Rabbanan. So it's not a kasha in the Rambam and the Chinuch why Rav Papa gave Malchus to Zigud. But even if you all like to show him that it's because of Lo Yakum Erech B'ish, still could be the Malchus B'zman Azeh is only mid Rabbanan. Because we learn out Malchus from Dine Nefashos. So just like we're only Dan Dine Nefashos when the Sanhedrin is knowing, we're also only Dan Dine Malchus when the Sanhedrin is knowing. We cannot be Dan Dine Malchus anymore. So any Malchus we're going to give nowadays, without a Sanhedrin, without Dayanim that have Smicha, any Malchus we're going to give nowadays is also only going to be Malchus Mardus. We don't have Dayanim. Did we discuss Smicha recently? We don't have, I don't remember, I discussed it in one of my shiurim, I don't remember if it was here or somewhere else. We don't have Dayanim who have Smicha anymore. That was why they tried to reinstitute it 500 years ago, in the times of the Beis Yosef, the Maral Bach, you know, the whole Smicha controversy, after 1492, when the Jews were thrown out of Spain. So a bunch of Jews ended up in Tzfat, and they wanted, they went to the Rabbanim and they said they want to get Malchus because they felt that they had done Averos for which the Chayev Kares and Chayev Krisos Shalaku are Patum Krisos, and the Gemara tells us. If someone's Chayev Kares and they get Malchus instead, they could get off of the Kares. So they would rather take the Malchus than the Kares, but we didn't have a basin that can give them Malchus. So they wanted the Rabbanim to get Smicha so that they can give them Malchus. The only problem is, what do you mean Rabbanim to get Smicha? Smicha is Ishmi Piyish from Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you just like start Smicha? So the Rabbanim and Tzfat got together and they found the Rambam, where the Rambam writes that the Rambam is bothered by Akasha, the Rambam Pirush Moshe Sanhedrin, he's bothered by Akasha, he says, how are we ever going to build the Beis HaMikdash? In order to build the Beis HaMikdash, you need a Sanhedrin, you need people, and in order to be in the Sanhedrin, you need Smuchim. How are we ever going to have Smicha? This is all going to happen before Techiyas HaMesim. So if it happens before Techiyas HaMesim, who's going to give the Smicha? How's it going to happen? We don't have anyone alive still that has Smicha. So the Rambam says it must be that if Kol Chachmei Yisrael get together and they all decide to give smicha to somebody, that person is going to have smicha, that he is a musmach, and then he can give smicha to other people. So the Chacham and Tzfat got together and they said, okay, good, we're Kol Chachmei Yisrael, we're getting together and we're giving smicha. And some of the great Torah luminaries that you're very familiar with, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo had smicha, the Alshich had smicha. There are a few great gedolim. I think Maral Bach was the driving force behind it. He was the first one to get the smicha, and he shared that, and he gave smicha to others. That was the idea of the smicha. But the point is that why did they do that? Because they wanted to be able to give malchus. Without base of smuchim, you can't give malchus. There's no such thing as malchus. So nowadays, why would it be that Rav Papa, without smicha, Rav Papa's giving someone malchus? How does that happen? That Rav Papa's giving someone malchus? You can still say it's all malchus mardus. This is all malchus midrabanan. This isn't malchus midaraisa. Malchus on the daraisa level, we can't give. Rishon also point out this isra being made yichidi against somebody is only if it's not going to help. But what if being made yichidi against somebody can actually help?
The Gemara tells a story in Kiddushin of Samach Vav of a Suma that an Eid Echad was made that his wife was Mizana. So Shmuel said that if he's Neman Alav Kishnayim, then you have to divorce her. Meaning that if you believe this guy, Kishnayim, you believe him as if he were two witnesses, you have to divorce her. Why didn't Shmuel get upset at the Eid that, you're being made Yechidi, how can you do such a thing? You should give him Malchus. So the answer is, the Rishonim seem to assume that if it's something that's going to have a toelis, if you think that there's a terrible injustice that's going on, and by you speaking, it's not that just I'm going to shut you down, no one's going to listen to you, no one's going to believe you anyway. You can actually affect change, you can actually help, you can actually, let's say, Rahman al-Tzlan, you have a pedophile, and there's only one aid, there are no two aidim. So right, you're not allowed to stop the guy, you're not allowed to report the person to the authorities. If you can help and you can stop this person from continuing to do horrible damage to people, so of course you should be mayid. So that's what the Rama writes in Choshem Mishpat. The Rama, who's learning Choshem Mishpat? The Rama writes, "Oy, yeah." In Simen Chav Ches, here we go. Simen Chav Ches. Hilchas Eidos, Halacha Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, Kol mi sheyodeh Eidos l'chaveiro, v'roi le'idov yesh l'chaveiro, to'eles be'idu, so chayiv l'heyed, v'mitvenu sheyed lo. Power of subpoena. If someone says, I need you to come testify, you must testify. Be'in sheyesh erech harimo, be'in shulevado, v'im kavash sheydu so, potem yidine adam, chayiv b'dine shemayim. You cannot withhold testimony. Says Rama, ve'eid echol lo yeid ele bedavar mamon, shemev yach l'de shvua. An Eid Echad should not be made unless it's a mamonis case. Why dafka mamonis case? Because when an Eid Echad is made in mamonis, it has an effect. You can actually do something. You could be mechayev the other person's shvua. As opposed to by Yisav HaHeter, you're not going to accomplish anything. O b'dvar iser va'afrushe me isura. An Eid Echad can be made by dvar iser, provided that it's a frushe me yisura, that you're actually going to help, you're going to stop the person from violating this. But if the avera was done and it's not going to help anything to be made, then you're stopping motzi shemra, then it's worthless. But if you could stop someone from doing an avera, so then even an eid echad is allowed to be made. There's going to be a toelas in his edus. The whole issue over here is that there's no toelas. So let's see the Gemara further now. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav. So, okay, you saw this guy, yeah?
Wouldn't any case create toelas for the heirs not to remember it again? One person
would not necessarily. If no one believes him, and you know, they just chuck you out of base.
It always creates that possibility that it would stop.
I guess you have to judge each case whether you have reasonable chances of a toelas.
It has to affect somebody else or not. Like, he wasn't a pedophile. He was, you know, he was doing something negative.
If it will stop him from doing it again, that's enough of a toelas, I think. But you have to judge it.
In the case where it was, what's the most cheating on, what's the that's, we know that when he testified there. If somebody knew that, you know, about Rabbi said about the case where make the woman have to divorce, right?
Yeah.
We know that when he comes.
Why?
Gemara says the one he comes by Gemara Sota.
Yeah, but that's with Eide Kino Yastira, meaning you have to have right? That's when you have other things already in place. That they saw the husband already being jealous of them.
Yeah, I mean, there are two varied prices. One says that you can allowed to have one aid for kinoi, and you need two for steer, or two for kinoi, one
right,
for
steer. Meaning, but so you need both elements. So stam, if you, let's say there was no kinoi steer, one guy just sees a woman cheating on her husband. So that aid echad is not nemanon. That's a dover shebierva. So says the Gemara. So what do? You see someone do something terrible. So it's just okay, fine, nothing I can do about it, and you just don't have any change in attitude or anything. So says the Gemara. No, Amar Shobar Yitzchak Amar Rav Mutul Sanosa. If you see someone do something terrible, you're allowed to hate him. It's mutter to hate him. So this I think is a fascinating sugya. When is it mutter to hate somebody? What is the general isra to hate somebody? Shenemar Kisira Chamar Sonacha Rovetz Tachas Masao. What's according to Pasuk? If you see the donkey of your person that you hate struggling with its burden. You should go and help him out. Because Nebuch the Tzar Belichayim and the donkey, you should go help out the person whose donkey is struggling. But how does it describe the person? The person that you hate. That you hate. So Gemara says, that you hate? My sonny, what does it mean that you hate him? If he's a guy and you stam hate him, Bryce says that that's not true. It's someone that you hate that's a Jew. It's not a guy. El pshita sone Yisrael. No, no, it must be that we're talking about a sone that's a Jew. Are you allowed to hate a Jew? Pasuk says, isn't this not allowed to hate a Jew? So how could it be that you hate him? Elamai. What must it be? Eladika Sadi Davidi Sura. Oh, maybe there are witnesses that he violated Navera. Oh, so if there are witnesses that he violated Navera, then you're allowed to hate him. Well, then Kliyama Nami Misni Sanile. Then why is he called the guy you hate? He should be the guy everybody hates. Right? If he's someone that there are witnesses that he violated Navera, everyone should hate him.
The whole case is specific to this one guy. It's an issue on a person. You're going to say an issue on the clock. Every issue in the Torah is said you. We know it's given to the clock.
Yeah, but that's losisna esachicha bilvavecha. That's for each individual. But kisira chamar sonacha. Sonacha means you hate him.
It's an extra emphasis on.
That you have a hatred for him, right? So that's what the Gemara is dashing, that you hate him and other people don't. So Gemara says, if there are eidim that he did in Avera, everyone should hate him. It shouldn't just be you. So Maishna Hai, why is it only him? So says the Gemara, Elav ki gavna dechazi be ihu dvar erva. It must be that you saw him do something wrong, no one else saw it, and therefore you hate him. You're allowed to hate him. And the Gemara even adds, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah l'sanoso. You have a mitzvah to hate him. The Gemara says that if his Rebbe will believe you, you're allowed to go tell his Rebbe to try to get him back on the right track. But in the mitzvah to hate him. Yeah? Oh, very good. The Gemara even quotes it. Yiras Hashem Sonei Ra, the Gemara quotes. Right? Same idea. Yeah. So it's a mitzvah to hate him. Good? So now, what is this Isra of Los Issus of Chichu B'Vecha? And why is it, the Gemara makes an assumption over here, that if two people testified against somebody, there were two eidim against somebody, they would do something terrible, then all of Klal Yisrael hates him. And that's okay. Anytime anyone does an Avera, it's totally okay for all of Klal Yisrael to hate him. Do you know anyone who didn't ever do an Avera? I mean, there are Nevzah. I mean, according to the Gemara, there are five people in human history that never did an Avera. So you're allowed to hate everybody else? I mean, well, obviously, again, it's only if they're Eidim, but still, it seems a little bit hard to take. So let's take a look at this. What does Gemara say? It says Yishai was one of them, Binyamin was another one, one of David's children also. Which one? I forgot which one. Not David, no. The one thing that they all have in common is they were all like secondary characters in the stories. None of them were like the lead characters of the whatever. What? I don't think so. I don't remember the whole list. Anyway, so if you look at the Rambam writes, Kolas, the Rambam Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Hey. The Rambam writes, Kolasone Echod Mi Yisrael Belibo. Anyone who hates another Jew in his heart, avar belosase, is violating losase. Shnomer losisna sechicha bilvavecha. Vein lokan alav zelif yishen b'maisa. There's no malchus because it's alav shen b'maisa. It's something that's in your heart. Velosira torel al sinusha b'leiv, aval amaka es chaveru, v'amacharif es chaveru, aval b'shen urashai, ein over mishom losisna. So, if your hatred expresses itself in action, says the Rambam, ironically, you are no longer in violation of losisnas achicha b'vavecha. Unbelievable, no? Losisnas achicha b'vavecha is only if you don't act upon that hatred. If you go over to someone that you hate and you punch him in the face, you have now saved yourself the issue of losisnas achicha b'vavecha because now he has a pretty good idea that you hate him. Unbelievable. So he says, kishyechta ish l'ish. Shalom Kisone Shalom. Ela mitzvah alav lo dio v'lomar lo. Lama asisa li kach v'kach. V'lama chatasa li b'dvar ploni. A lot of times we're resistant to confrontation. So some das samitas, we hate them, and we just don't say anything. So the Ram says that's the wrong approach. You should go over to the person and talk it out with them. Shenema rochech tochech samisecha. And that's part of a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah. Someone does an avera, even if it's to you, talk it out with them. And be mochiach. And then if the person takes the tocha and he asks you for mechila, so then you have to actually be mochel, not to be an achzari, etc. So unbelievable. Rambam assumes that sisa sechicha bilvavecha is dafka bilvavecha. It's not afilu bilvavecha. One could have argued that even if it's only in your heart, you're not allowed to hate him. Kal v'chomer, to hate him in a more expressive way, in a way that's out there. And I'm saying, no, the issue is only when you hate him b'vavecha. Once it's not in your heart anymore, once it's out there, then it's not as much of an avera. Well, wait a second, which is worse? What would you have thought is worse? Wouldn't you think it's worse to go over and punch him in the face? In terms of the sinna? If the sinna got to that point? No? Oh, yeah, no, say?
God hates people who think one thing is
good. This is in context. The Gemara just said, Hashem hates people who are echad tepev, echad tepev. It's very terrible to be echad tepev, echad tepev. Not only klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu, but klapei other people, you shouldn't be echad tepev, echad tepev. I think the svara is, the pasha of the svara, that if someone thinks you're their best friend, they'll trust you. And they might share information with you that would make them vulnerable if put in the wrong hands or if used in the wrong context when there's a trusting friendship relationship. Now, if you know that someone dislikes you very strongly, you're not going to trust them with certain bits of information. You're not going to tell them everything. You're going to be much more guarded around them. So maybe if you keep it bilvavcha, you keep it in your heart, so that's very dangerous. That's a worse crime to the other person who thinks that you're his friend than if you were more open about it. So that could be the svar over here, Benny.
Obviously, he still holds it. That original hatred that was based off of the act, right? That was for sure. He's not saying once you act upon the hatred, all of a sudden that hatred is like now in context.
He's saying it's an isser every moment until you act upon it. Then once you act upon it, the isser goes away.
I mean, like that act itself wasn't the isser. The isser obviously still exists.
He's saying it doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, to keep it somewhere.
So once you act on it, it's not in your heart anymore. It's out there.
So for those, it could have been like for those 2 months that you hated him, it didn't all of a sudden it doesn't exist anymore. Because that one time,
I assume it means for those 2 months you violated the
issue.
And now that it's out there, you're no longer in violation of the issue. From then on, you're no longer in violation of that issue because he knows that you hate it.
I don't think that's the issue to say that he's over hatred every second.
Why not?
It's like we're not mechayev a mitzvah of not killing every second. We're not stealing every time we don't steal. It's only when you're in a situation in which you don't do it, you're even mechayev a mitzvah. Let's say you really hate this guy. You kill him, nobody will know, right? Right? And you don't kill him, that's being mechayev a mitzvah of not killing him. But here, well, let's say you only hate the guy, you only have a hatred in your heart when you see him, right? Right? So maybe at that point
whenever it's a nisayim. But whenever you feel that hatred, whenever you feel that sense of hatred.
Feel the hatred, but it's not every second.
Okay, maybe in a chinami, I could hear that. Then maybe it's not every second. Maybe it's only when it's brought to your consciousness. I mean, you're not going to sleep at night thinking about this person that you hate because you just have no shaykhus with them. But when you see them, it's like your blood starts to boil again. Maybe at those moments, maybe that's the yisur. In a chinami, that could very, very well be. Yeah?
About the person when you make up with somebody, then you have to forgive him once he says I'm sorry. You have to forgive him. So when you forgive him, you have to believe Shalom. He's like, I forgive you. So he thinks you forgive him. Then you're back to step one.
Then believe again. You have to be sincere about the forgiving him. So the Sefer Achinuch, when he talks about the issue of assistance of people of Vecha. Sefer Chinuch writes, "Shalol esno sinas halev echad miyisrael shnem lassisan chichav v'vecha." V'lashon sifra, v'lashon of the sifra is, "Lo amarti el sinas shi belev."
So this is where he gets it from. This is where the Rambam gets it from. That when, what do we mean l'sisa chibul vecha? Only if it stays in your heart. When you show, when you express that sinna, and he knows that you hate him, then it's not a violation of the law. You have no shortage of averos for hating the guy in an expressive outward way, but it's just not this avera. It's not fine. The worst kind of sinna is the secretive kind, the one that remains in the lathe. Say no chinami, you're violating other mitzvos, other averos and other mitzvos when the sinna comes out, but the worst kind of sinna is keeping it in. And that's why the Rambam advises, meaning one could have read the Sefer Chinuch, the first few lines, and say, well, wait a second, lo sikom, lo sitar, v'aptal rech, kamocha, that's all when it comes out. When it's in your heart, you're not in violation of those averos. So maybe better to keep it in your heart. Says Sefer Chinuch, no, the Rambam's right. Better to let it be out there, because the worst kind of sinna is when it's in your heart. Shorosh ha-mitzvah yadua, ki sinna salev goremes ra'os gedolos bein b'nei adam lios tamin charev ishba achiv vishbrei ehu v'usiba l'chala mesiros anasos bein anashim v'yamida p'chusav anem eses tachos ha-mius bein kolbal seichel. Says Sefer HaChinuch, anyone, any intelligent person realizes how destructive sinna is. That feelings of hatred are very, very destructive to society, to how people interact with each other. Very, very bad. Fine. What about hating a Rasha? So that's our Gemara. Right? What about hating a Rasha? So our Gemara said that if it's someone that people are, testified against, so then you're allowed to hate someone that you saw do a dvar erva, mutal sanosa, mitzvah sanosa. So Frek the Mincha Schinuch on the spot quotes our Gemara Kufiyud Gimel and Beis. He says, "Mikol makom tzarich yin al hashas kufei." Says, "I understand where the Gemara says it, but where does the Gemara itself get it from? Minalan dimru over averi yeh mutal sanosa believe. Who said that if you see a guy doing an averi, you're allowed to hate him in your heart?" So granted, you see someone doing avera. So we quoted the pasuk before, mitzvah l'sanosa. But how do you know that you're allowed to hate him in your heart? Maybe mitzvah l'sanosa means you should go tell him that you hate him. The below avera also l'sno b'cholin in machmas v'yahavta. Without an avera, of course you're not allowed to hate him because v'yahavta l'yach kamocha. V'chein lo sikam shlo lito nimo. Over avera mitzvah l'sanosa. Avam minolan di yach l'sanosa b'lei b'l'dad. So I get that you're allowed to hate him, but how do I know that you're allowed to hate him? Believe. Umipasuk zeh shemevi arav mechaber lo mashma sheyamutal sanosa believe ki b'krom avor b'mekom mechas koteit avol lo believe. Fine. Not only that, he points out that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes a different pasuk. Right, Sefer HaChinuch writes, when he talks about hating Rishayim, he says there's no way to hate Rishayim. Mitzvah l'sanosam, after you mochiach them, below the Lachzman, Shenemar halu misanecha Hashem asaneim v'skom mechaz kotat, which is a totally different pasuk. Why doesn't quote the pasuk the Gemara quotes? So that's also a kasha. So says the Minchas Chinuch. That there are two types of Rishayim. There are Rishayim that are Sonei Hashem, that don't believe in Ikari Amuna, that are Apikorsim. Those Rishayim are called Sonei Hashem. That's who the Pasuk that the Gemara is talking about quotes. That's who the Pasuk that the Sefer Chinuch is talking about quotes, is referring to. But the Gemara is talking about people who believe in Ikari Adas, people who believe in the Ikari Amuna, but they violate an Avera. So they're not b'chlal sonei Hashem. So quotes a pasuk, Yiras Hashem. What are they violating? Yiras Hashem. Meaning they're doing averos. Not because they hate Hashem. But they have Yiras Hashem. They lack in Yiras Hashem. Whereas the Sefer HaChinuch is talking about Rishayim or sonei Hashem. Fine. Now, what exactly are the gedarim of hating a Rasha? The...
the pasuk that we're talking about, Kisira Chamar Sonachan, right? This pasuk that we're running out of time. This pasuk that you see Chamar Sonachan, Rovitz Tachas Masal, and you don't help him out. So the Gemara tells us that's talking about you hate the Baal HaChamor because you see a Dvar Erva and you didn't have anyone else to testify. So Tosfos over here, Dibra Maskel Sharobo Dvar Erva, asks that this is against the Gemara in Bava Metzia. And Tosfos asks it in Bava Metzia also. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dafan Beis and Beis says, Oev Lifrok Vesone Lito, Mitzvah Besone Kidei Loch Vesitra. Very famous Gemara, no? You have two guys that need help with their animals. The Oev, the guy that you like, needs help unloading his animal. The guy that you hate needs help loading his animal. Normally, if you have two guys that are equal, and one of them needs to unload the animal, one needs to load the animal, which one do you do first? You unload first. Why? Because of the animal, because of Tsar Bali Chai. But if the guy that needs help loading is a Sone, help him first. Help him first. Why do you help him first? So you see over there, you're supposed to help the guy that you hate, right? In order to get rid of your sinah. But over here, according to the Gemara, we're dealing with the guy that pasuk that tells us to help him is talking about a guy that it's a mitzvah to hate. So what do you mean, lach of hesitzro? Why would you want to be kofa the yetzer? Adraba, go ahead, hate him. You're supposed to hate him. This is a person that you're supposed to hate. So to this question, Rishonim and Achronim have a variety of different terutzim, and it plays out halach lemaisa. So maybe tomorrow, maybe we'll discuss a little bit tomorrow about the mitzvah to hate somebody, or the isser to hate somebody, depending on the case. Take a look at this Tosfos. Tosfos b'Metzia daf lamed beis amud beis. The Rashash over here on this Gemara. And we'll look around how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat, this comes up as well, with helping people with bundles on their animals, etc. Okay, so we'll pick up with that tomorrow.